we send an awful lot of ag products to Japan, and a good part of that also comes out of Indiana. So it's a great relationship to maintain.
And that's Don Lamb, director of the Indiana State Department of Agriculture, who just returned from a USDA trade mission last week to Japan. Japan is Indiana's third largest export market after Canada and Mexico. Lamb says it was important to meet face-to-face with Japanese business leaders who purchase some of their ingredients for their food products from Indiana.
There's a company in Japan called Kewpie that is a really big processor, and they make a lot of mayonnaise is one of their things. And there's an Indiana company that has got a good connection with Kewpie and will send eggs to their company to be made into mayonnaise. And so the reality of those relationships was kind of brought home to me when you have an opportunity to shake the hand and get to know the president of a company that's using Indiana products. And I'd say that was kind of a highlight of the trip, was to make that kind of a connection.
Lamb says he also learned more about marketing Indiana's food products to Japanese consumers.
They go to the grocery store 3 to 4 times a week. They buy small quantities of things because they got fewer people in a household. They don't have a lot of room for storage. They don't have deep freezers like we have. So they buy things a lot more day to day. So packaging is completely different. Small packages are important to them. High quality is very important to them. They're very much quality driven market over a price driven market. And so just to learn those specifics about how you need to sell to a country like Japan was also a really eye-opening piece of that for me.
He says the trade mission also involved promoting specialty crops as well as wines, spirits, and other ag products that are grown and produced right here in Indiana.
Many of those meetings that took place were with smaller producers that were able to make a connection to send their product right off of a farm, like in Indiana, straight to Japan because you make those connections. And again, they're focused on quality, they're focused on relationships, and it's not uncommon for what we might think is a small producer to actually export products to a country like Japan.
Lamb adds that he'll be pushing more of Indiana's ag producers to join future trade missions to other countries.
Next time we go on a trade mission, I would be more interested to find producers here in the state that would like to go with us. That was one thing that I would say we could do better than what we did on this trip, is be able to take a few companies with us that are interested in exporting, and the USDA can help set meetings up and help connect buyers to those producers.
In 2021, Japan purchased more than $182 million worth of ag products from Indiana. You can hear more of my interview with ISDA Director Don Lamb at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.